Let's talk NWFL footy with Kim Miles. Morning, Kim.
Good morning, Darren.
How are you going?
Excellent, thanks, mate.
Very good. So we've got a split round this weekend. So there's only two games in the men's and one game in the women's. We'll start with the men's. And let's start with Bernie Dockers against Ulverston, and that's at Ulverston tomorrow.
It is, and Ulverston have made just one change to their lineup in preparation for their match with the fourth place Bernie Dockers. Into the Robins side comes Jacob Campbell, who replaces Jacob Roots. Likewise, Bernie have only made the one inclusion, with key defender Nick Hearn returning to replace Taylor Nash. Now, in their corresponding match back in round 13, Darren, Ulverston surprised the Dockers and came away with a 25-point victory. The Robins had been well served by veterans Luke Dyson, Brandon Howard and Clay Sculthorpe in recent weeks, who in turn have lifted their younger team members. Bernie surprised Penguin last week, recording an 8-point victory after being down by 37 points at quarter time. Midfielders Bailey Bogue and Dylan Smith were sensational after quarter time, as were forwards Jeremy Plant and Kynan West, with 8 goals between them. Wiley Robins coach Stephen French would be acutely aware that his team's finals chances would be laid to rest if they dropped this game, while Dockers Supremo Andrew Lee would realise that a win would just about cement their place in the top four. Toss of the coin decision here, Darren, but I'm leaning towards Ulverston to prevail, and so it's the Robins for me.
All right, so that's 2:20 at Ulverston tomorrow, and the game up at Wynyard, the Cats hosting Latrobe.
Yeah, look, and Wynyard, after pulling off an upset win over the previously unbeaten Devonport last week, have elected to run with an unchanged lineup in their clash with the fifth-place Latrobe. The Demons thrashed the Circle ahead by 135 points, and they've made just two changes, returning Jaden Last and Lockie Warren to replace Ethan Carter and Eli Connolly. As a consequence of their great win over the Magpies and Penguins loss to Burnie, the Cats are now 4 points clear in second position. Geordie Payne, Tyler Bakes and Harry McIver were standouts of Wynyard last week, as was Northern Territory recruit Stanley Tifilora, who has kicked 9 goals in the past 2 weeks. The Trobe, they continue to receive great service from on-ballers Braden Butler and Jade Smith, defensive pair Mitch Perry and Joey Robinson. Always a hard task for any side to come away from Wynyard, Darren, with a win, and although the improving Demons will give their all, I'm selecting the Cats to get home, courtesy of their many goal-scoring options in the front half. So, Wynyard for me.
Righto. So, just the two games tomorrow at Ulverston and Wynyard, with the seniors at 2:20. And the women's, also a split round, so just the one game tomorrow. Ulverston and Penguin, 9 a.m. tomorrow at Ulvi.
Yes, it is. And it just happens to be the top-of-the-table clash between the unbeaten Ulverston Robins and the Penguin Two Blues. Both sides, chock full of talent, with reigning premiers Ulverston favourites on their home deck. That means that Wynyard, Latrobe and Devonport ladies will have the bye there, Darren.
Righto. And junior finals, Sunday, continuing.
Certainly are. In the boys, under-12s, Bernie Dockers versus Latrobe in the second semi-final at Wynyard, while Ulverston will play Wynyard in the first semi-final at Ulverston, and both matches commence at 10 a.m. In the under-14 boys, Wynyard versus Bernie Dockers in the second semi, again at Wynyard. Penguin versus Ulverston in the first semi-final at Ulverston. And the under-14 boys commence at 11:30. In the under-16 boys, Wynyard versus Devonport in the second semi-final at Wynyard. Ulverston versus Bernie Dockers in the first semi-final at Ulverston, with both games starting at 1 p.m. And finally, the youth girls, Wynyard versus Ulverston in the second semi at Wynyard, and Latrobe versus Devonport in the first semi at Ulverston, with both the youth girl matches kicking off at 2:45 p.m. So a big Sunday for junior football.
Right, bit of rain forecast for Sunday too. So, so parents, take your wet weather gear on Sunday. Pretty good weather tomorrow, cloudy with just a light shower for senior footy tomorrow. All right, Fremantle and Melbourne tonight in the AFL. Hard to tip a winner, a couple of big outs, Fife for the Dockers and Ben Brown for the Demons. Is that Marvel? Yeah. What do you reckon?
Yeah, look, the Dock is sitting in fifth position with 12 wins, have returned ruckman forward Rory Lobb after recovering from a shoulder injury, while Melbourne have named key defender Jake Lever. The Dons are sitting in second position on 13 wins, and they were defeated by the Western Bulldogs by 10 points last week. However, they should be able to make amends tonight in overcoming an improved Dockers lineup. But, gee, Darren, I can't say that with any great certainty.
I don't know who to tip yet. I've still got to fill mine in. I might just flip a coin on this one, I reckon.
I think it's the way to go.
Yeah. All right, mate. Great stuff. Great report. Enjoy your footy, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Darren. Catch you next week, mate.